In today's Mishnah, we're in the second and third Mishnah, in the third parak of Masechet Avodah Zarah. Mishnah begins. And what says Shivrei Tzlamim? If someone finds broken parts of an image or a statue, Mishnah says Harei Elamutorim. They are permitted, meaning one can derive benefit from it. Why? Because you have what's called a Sfeik Sfeik, but a doubled out. First, you don't know if this image or statue was actually even worshipped, and if it was, it might be that who broke it. The person who was worshipping this idol, meaning he was mevatel, he now rejected this idol, and therefore be muta bahana anyway. What's interesting here is the Gemara points out that it doesn't have to be an image. Even if it was an idol itself, and you found broken parts of this, like this idol broken up, we can say that minastam, we can assume that the goy who worshipped it, smashed it, he got angry at it or whatever, he smashed it, and it was mevatel, he annulled it, he no longer considered that as being a god. Matza tavnit yad or tavnit regel. We have to be careful here, because if one now finds a hand or a leg, but it's placed on a base, so we're talking about broken parts. However, if it seems to be a hand or a leg that in itself is being set up in this way, and it's sitting on a base, and we know it's not come from a broken idol, it's set up that way. We say, Harei elu asuri, and that's true, and that would be forbidden from deriving any benefit from it, because the goyim would worship even images of or statues of hands or feet. Let's learn the Mishnah Gimel. Hamotzi keli valeim tzurat chama. If someone finds vessels, plates and bowls that have pictures on it of a sun or tzurat levana or a picture of the moon, specifically one or the other, that's the way the Rama understands it, or tzurat derakon, which is a type of snake, Mishnah says, yolicham liyamamelach. You've got to take them and just chuck them in the Yamamelach, in the Dead Sea. Why? Because it's certain that was worshipped, it was used as an idol, and therefore it has to be removed from the world. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, well, it depends. Shalom Chubadim, we're talking about nice plates, respectable sort of type of kalim, then we say, yes, that was likely made into a form of idol, or used as idol worship. However, if it's Nensasurim, Sha'al HaMevuzin, if, however, it's on like a cooking pot, something was or something like that, then it's just the picture inside the pot. It's not wasn't worshipped because it's something that's part of the regular kitchenware. Then it'll be mutarin. Rabbi Yossi says, what do you do with this, such a plate that has a picture of a moon or a sun on it? Shochek v'zorei l'roch u'metel yam. You don't have to necessarily go to Yam Melech, Dead Sea, and chuck it in there. You can even simply grind it up into a powder and then just cast it into the wind. Amru lo, Chachamim says, no, you can't. By grinding it up and throwing it into the wind, that's actually going to end up landing in the ground and acting as effectively like a fertilizer, and you'll be still deriving benefit from it. And it says in the Torah, nothing from this cherem, from this object that was used for Avodah Zarah, should be, so you should not be attached to any of it, I should say. And therefore, grinding up and throwing the wind, you're still somewhat being attached to it, and therefore, specifically, you've got to take the Yam Melech and throw it there to rid us of this Avodah Zarah. Those are Mishnah today.